سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها فبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله، we praise Allah, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is the Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain. And every strain is in the fire. Today we'll continue, inshallah ta'ala, with our class in Aqeedah. And we were supposed to be with the Aqeedah of Abu al-Hassan al-Ashari, rahimahullah. And I hope the brothers forgive me. I was expecting that Abu Usama was giving the talk tonight, so I didn't bring my book to continue where we left off, and I can't remember the next point that we're covering. But alhamdulillah, in Salatul Maghrib, as we were finishing up Suratul Yusuf, which is quite long, and I was reading it little by little throughout the Salat, we just finished. And as I was reading one of those ayat, it reminded me of a question pertaining to our aqidah. And we'll try to make the explanation of this ayat today's class, inshallah ta'ala. And this is ayat number 106 from Surah to Yusuf, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And that most of them don't believe in Allah. And most of them won't believe in Allah except that they are polytheists. Most of the people who believe in Allah are polytheists. Here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I'm trying to say, make the phrase come. Say it how He says it.
Most of them believe not in Allah.
Is that clear to everybody? And this is this construction in Arabic is very common, and to me, we don't say it in English. Like that, even the phrase there, we don't say it in English, and most of the time I'm trying to bring what we say. And the meaning is that most of the people, they're not believing in Allah, except that they're committing shirk also. Anyway, that was the explanation. I wanted to ask the question. How is somebody believing in Allah and being a polytheist at the same time? And I usually don't ask questions, but now I'm going to put the question, and I'll give the brothers on Atlantic City, inshallah ta'ala, since they're most of the time on the Wednesday night in the Aqidah, to answer this question. How do the people believe in Allah and be polytheists at the same time? Rashid, I heard you. Is there any answer you have, inshallah? Mind up, Rashid. Is anybody going to answer that?
Shall I repeat the question, inshallah?
How do the people believe in Allah and their polytheists at the same time? Let Abdul Malik pick, inshallah.
They commit shirk at the same time?
Yeah, that sounds like giving an explanation. Let Abdul Malik pick. Yeah. Here it is, inshallah, and this is close to it, as the brother is saying. They believe in Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and then they say that Allah has taken to himself a son. And this is ascribing partners to Allah. And here Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, is showing, and mashallah, this shows the understanding of the brothers. And I remember when I was in college in Medina, the teacher asked the question, and the people couldn't answer the question. How are you a believer and a mushrik at the same time? And this is because you believe in the rububiyyah of Allah, and you don't have your uluhiyyah correct. And I don't usually use these type of terminology. You believe that Allah is your Lord, He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and nothing takes place except by His will. But when it comes to the worship of Allah, you worship anything you want to. And this is ascribing partners with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Like the brother gave the example that they worship Isa ibn Maryam by saying he's Allah, or by saying he's the son of Allah, or what have you. And that as the people did in Mecca. And I'm just bringing the examples from the Quran off of the top of my head, and I hope the brothers excuse me for not being as thorough as we like to be in our classes. But the people believe that Allah exists and He's their God, as they say. But when it comes to worshiping Allah, then they just do whatever they want to. And this is to believe in Allah and to worship other than Allah along with Allah. And this is shirk. And we say ascribing partners with Allah is not denying that Allah exists, or not denying that Allah is their Lord, but what they're doing is worshiping other than Allah along with Allah. And I wish I can quote the exact wording of this hadith of Imran ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but I'm paraphrasing it to the best of my ability. And he used to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked him, how many gods do you worship? And he says, seven. Six on earth and one above the heavens. And I think the Prophet ﷺ said something like, one above the heavens? He said, yeah. When we're in the boat, and I can't find this ayah, and there's many of the ayahs in the Quran. When we're in the boat and the weather gets rough and it looks like we can't make it, then we worship the one above the heavens, because He is the only one that can rescue us in this time of need. But when we get back to land and He saves us, then we worship our idols that we made with our own hands. And this is the belief in Allah, and then the ascribing partners in worship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the people believe in Allah on one hand, and then they worship other than Allah along with Allah on the other hand. And this is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala means when He says, and most of them don't believe in Allah except that they are mushrikun. Meaning that their belief is coupled with the worship of other than Allah. And this is, as some of the people break it down, and the aspects of Tawheed, that you believe in the Tawheed of Urububiyyah and Uluhiyyah and Al-Asma wa Sifat. These three types of Tawheed or branches are parts of Tawheed are mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. As we say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. These three branches of Tawheed, the ulama, they're extracting the three different ways that Allah, or that we give Allah this oneness. And this is, we give Him the oneness in His beautiful names and His lofty characteristics. As we say, in the name of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the one described with these beautiful names and these beautiful names and these lofty characteristics. And we attribute them to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that no one shares with Allah in these beautiful names and these lofty characteristics. As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions, and as for example in this ayah, Surah Al-A'raf, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. And Allah has the most beautiful names, so call on Him by these names. And that we only name Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by that which He has named Himself, or that which His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has named Him, and we don't name Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from that which we have from our own desires, as the Christians call Him the Father by saying He's in charge, or by calling Him the Pilot, or by calling Him whatever they want to call Him, by those names that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give the people permission to call Him. As Allah tells us, for example, in this ayah in Surah An-Najm, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءٌ سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسُ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى. As Allah says, there are only names that you and your fathers have named, and Allah hasn't given anyone the permission to do so, to name Allah by these names. Rather, they only follow conjecture and what their own selves desire, their own hawa. And the guidance has already come to them from their Lord. So this issue that we only call Allah by His names that we find in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, this is a part of our tawheed, that we raise Allah and describe Allah by these names and these characteristics of which He has named Himself and described Himself, either in His book, the Quran, or the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is one part of the tawheed. And this part of the tawheed is the tawheed that the Christians and others go astray, as I was quoting that ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, and that's verse 180. And the last part of the ayah, Allah says, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجَزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As the end of that ayah, and Allah has the most beautiful name, so call on Him by these names. Or, and this issue, or this word, فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, it also has the meaning to worship Allah by these names. And this is a part of establishing the Tawheed in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by only attributing to Him that which He has attributed to Himself by these beautiful names and these lofty characteristics. And Allah says, and leave alone those people who yulhiduna in His name, those people who transgress the bounds in the beautiful names of Allah and the lofty characteristics of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As for someone might say that Allah is in charge of this world, and then you call Him the leader. One of Allah's names isn't the leader just because He's in charge, or you call Him the boss. Allah is the boss. Or like some of the Christians say, the real boss is God. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we only describe Him or name Him by that which He has named Himself and described Himself. And Allah says, leave alone those people who transgress the bounds in the names of Allah, either the Jews or the Christians or whoever. And Allah ends, and they will soon be rewarded from what they used to do, meaning if it was good, they will be get the good, and if it was bad as it is, then they will be punished because of what they say about Allah, which they have no right to say. So this is a part of the establishment of the Tawheed of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by naming Him by that which He has named Himself by. And that the people actually claim to believe in Him when they name Him by other than what He has named Himself or what His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has named Him, then they are actually committing shirk with Allah by ascribing that to Allah which He hasn't given them permission to. Also is the rububiyyah, or the lordship of Allah, and that He is the creator and the one in charge of the affairs, as we say alhamdulillah, or all praise due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds. And Lord of all the worlds meaning that He is the Lord, the controller, the creator of the world. And this is the part that most of the people believe in when they say, I believe in God. If you believe in God, why won't you take your shahada? Because most of them won't believe in Allah except that they commit shirk. They say that they believe, and then when it comes to naming Allah by what He has named Himself by, or what His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has named Him by, you find them doing whatever they want to, still saying that they believe in Allah, calling Him the boss. And this is committing shirk with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is the point that most of the people believe in. And during the time it was the desert Arabs, during the time of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to believe in Allah in this way, and then they used to disbelieve in Allah when it comes to His beautiful name and His lofty characteristics, and when it came to the worship of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 38, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ قُلْ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدَعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِي بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He says, and if you would ask them, those people who claim that they believe in Allah and they are still committing shirk with Allah, if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. Say, do you see that which you call on besides Allah, or that which you worship besides Allah? If Allah wants to harm me, are you going to prevent Allah from harming me? And if Allah wants to show His mercy, are you going to hold back the mercy from Him? Say, Allah is sufficient for us, and those who rely on Him are going to rely on Him. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows that the people believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but they disbelieve in the other aspects of Allah, like His beautiful name. And here His lofty characteristics of Allah is the one who gives harm, and Allah is the one who benefits. And He harms those people who are disobedient to Him and disbelieve in Him, and He shows His mercy on those people who believe in Him and who are obedient to Him. And this was one of the characteristics that those people who claim that they believe in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, they disbelieve. As they say they believe in Allah, and you tell them to accept Islam, and they say, no, God is merciful. His mercy is for the people of At-Tawheed, the people who believe in the oneness of Allah in all of these categories that we're explaining from this Surah Al-Fatiha. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we say that He is the Lord of all the worlds. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the merciful. Malik Yawm Ad-Din, the owner or the king of the day of Deen, the day of recompense or the day of judgment. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is in charge, and this is one of the characteristics of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that He is the only one that's going to be in charge on that day. And as it comes in some of the authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, this is paraphrasing the meaning of it, where are the kings today? And Allah is going to say that on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, where everybody who was in charge, where you at now? As Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is going to be the only one in charge on that day. And this is from the lofty characteristics of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and we ask Him to take it easy on us on that day. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala goes on to say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And this is the point: you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek assistance in. Here, this is the major part that the people claim to believe in Allah, disbelieve in Allah. That He is the only one that we worship. And that there's no right and no wrong except that Allah has defined it. That there's no good and no bad. There's no halal and haram. There's no tawheed or no shirk. There's no iman or no kufr. No sunnah or no bid'ah. Except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His book, on the tongues of His messenger salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim, has explained to us. And this is the point of the tawheed, that the people disbelieve in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by saying, I believe in God, but Allah, but He knows best which religion is right, so I'm just going to fear Him as best as I can. No, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent prophets and messengers to humanity to explain to them the way to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the people are lying on Allah when they say they don't know how to worship Allah, as there's so many religions and I'm confused. And Allah, He tells us this in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 213, كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَأَنزَلَ مَعْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ فَهَدَى اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, the people were one nation. Meaning the people at the time of Adam up to Noah, that the people were one nation, meaning on the tawheed. And there was no shirk being committed and no ascribing partners to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but the people were upon the fitrah. And then Allah sent prophets as givers of glad tidings and as warners. And this is when the people began to deviate from these aspects of the tawheed, by believing in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but by not worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala properly, or by not describing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as He had described Himself in His books on the tongue of His messengers alayhi salatu wa salam. As we sent, and Allah sent prophets as givers of glad tidings, meaning if you believe and you're obedient, then you have the glad tidings of Jannah, and to be warners if you disbelieve and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and not establish the tawheed of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then take warning of a painful chastisement of the fire and the hereafter. And we sent with those prophets the book and truth, so that they may judge amongst the people and the affairs that they differ in. No, I think this religion is the truth. No, I think that is the truth. No, I think this is the way to worship Allah. No, that's the way to worship Allah. The prophets and messengers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah sent them the book in truth to explain in the affairs that the people differ in. Is Jesus the Son of God? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent the book down in truth to clear up these issues, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says. And the people only differed after the clear proofs have come to them. Baghyan baynahum. I don't know what does Muslim call it? To hatred amongst themselves and their differencing. And Allah guided those people who believed and the affairs that were the people differed in to the truth by His permission. And this shows that whoever really believes in Allah with the correct sincere belief, Allah is going to guide him to the truth. And Allah guides whoever He wills to the Siratul Mustaqim. And we have given examples, even the example of myself. I lived in a city with no Muslims, and a family, really to start off, and a house with no Muslims, and a complex with no Muslims, and a city with no Muslims, and like that, and onwards. And then how do Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide you to Islam? Because He guides whoever He wants to this truth. And you can live wherever you want to on this earth. If you believe in Allah, then Allah is going to let you hear the guidance so you can believe in it. And I had given an example one time of one of the brothers that I studied with from Wisconsin. As the people say, the people way out there ain't hear nothing. And this brother from Wisconsin, he just believed. And this is how he accepted Islam. One day, one of the Muslims who was Pakistani happened to be going to a university out there. most of the university students didn't go into the city because of the problems that they had with the people in that city. This Pakistani brother said, "Nix all of that, I need some something from the store," and he went. That brother just happened to see him with a Pakistani outfit on and just said, "Something is about him. Who are you? What do you have?" He said, "I'm a Muslim. This is what I believe in." He said, "I believe in the same thing you believe." Accepted Islam. Alhamdulillah, the brother eventually found out where the Muslims were and then eventually got accepted to Medina. And this just shows, live wherever you want to on this earth. If you believe in Allah, Allah will bring the message to you and you will accept this deen of Al-Islam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides the people to the truth in the affairs that they believe in. Now as far as those people, they keep saying to the Muslims that I believe in God, but I'm just waiting for a sign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He refutes this statement for them, for the disbelievers who don't really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they hide behind this excuse, "If I had a sign, I believe." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and this is in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 25, this is towards the middle of the ayah, وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if they were to see every sign, they wouldn't believe in it. Because they're disbelievers. And they're only using the excuse, "No, I'm a believer in God. I'm just waiting for a sign so I can know how to do this thing right." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers and books, and you're still talking about you want to see a sign. Is there a sign bigger than the book of Allah, the Quran? And how can you recite the Quran to somebody and he says that there's no sign? Rather, there's a sign, and it's clear for the people. And these are the aspects of Tawheed, that you don't really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you establish these three aspects of Tawheed by giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the right of being the only creator and the Lord and the controller of His creation, like most of the people do anyway, but to also name and describe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by that which He has named and described Himself by in His book on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then to worship Allah alone and to not ascribe any partners with Him in worship. And this is the most important thing, as this is the thing that divides the believers from the disbelievers in truth. As Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He had came to the people of Mecca and He said, "Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu." And this was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam da'wah to his people in Mecca, and he said, "Say la ilaha illallah, you'll be successful." And when the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said this, then the people knew, no, we can't worship, but we believe in Allah and we worship Allah, but we ain't just gonna worship Allah by Himself. We're not going to just worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by Himself, as they wanted to worship Allah and to worship other than Allah along with Allah. As they as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us in Surah Al-Sad, verse number 5, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Did He make all of the gods into one God? Indeed, this is an amazing thing. We worship Allah who's above the heavens, but we worship in anything else too. You tell me He's going to come and make only one, every God into one God, as we worship in this God for that, and that God for that, and that God for that, and the real Al-Hayyul Qayyum, and we worship Him when the issue is serious, the ever-living, the self-subsisting. We worship Him when the issue gets real serious. Are you going to put all of these gods into one God? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who has commanded us, as He says in many verses in the Quran, as He tells us in Surah An-Nisa. If I can take Surah to Yusuf. وَاللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَمَا الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. As Yusuf alayhi salam was given da'wah when he was locked up, And he had come to the statement, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ أَمَرَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That's verse number 40, where it comes to the part, rather let's read the whole verse. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانٍ. And what you worship, and what you worship besides Him, besides Allah, is except names that you and your fathers have named, and Allah has given no permission for this. The verdict or the judgment is only for Allah. He has commanded that you worship only Him. This is the true upright deen, but most of the people don't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who commanded us to worship Him, and to worship Him alone, and not to ascribe any partners in worship with Him, but to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alone. And most of the people believe in Allah, and they're mushrikun, or disbelievers, or idolaters, or polytheists, or whatever, because they worship other than Allah, along with Allah. And this is why they won't be forgiven, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He tells us in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And this is verse 116 in Surah An-Nisa. Allah says, indeed Allah would not forgive that you ascribe partners to Him, but He will forgive other than that, or anything less than that, to whoever He pleases. And whoever commits shirk with Allah, then he has gone clearly or far astray. So here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala he makes it very clear that this issue of belief in Allah, one of the main things that you have to get down is that Allah is the only one that you worship. And this is why we translate the phrase La ilaha illallah, there is no God that has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Because this issue of I believe in Allah, this is the case of most of the people, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and most of them don't believe in Allah except that they commit shirk. So most of the people, they say they believe in Allah, but this isn't the case. And this is why we have to understand that everybody who say he's a believer doesn't make him the true believer that Allah is referring to when He refers to the Muslims. But these people believe and disbelieve at the same time. As I was just jotting down some examples of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 85. This is the middle of the ayah where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in some of the book and disbelieve in others? And this is one of the ways that the people believe in Allah and disbelieve in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the same time, as they believe in some of the book and they disbelieve in the others. As the Jews say, no, we believe in the Torah, but the Injil, no, we're not with that. Alright, why? He's the same Lord who sent that down. Why you believe in that and you don't believe in that? And this is the same issue between the Christians and the Muslims. No, we believe in what was sent down to the Jews, and we believe in what was sent down to Isa, but we don't believe in what was sent down to Muhammad. Do you believe in some of the book and disbelieve in others? And who gave you permission to believe in some of the revelation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and to disbelieve in others? Or even as some of the Muslims, they believe in some of the book and disbelieve in the others. As I was just given the example the other day with this ayah, I forgot what the ayah said, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. And we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah and stay away from the taghut, or from the false deities. Some of the people, like the nation of Kufa, they believe in this. Where's the messenger to your nation, brother? Allah says in His book, He sent to every nation a messenger. Who is the messenger to the 140? Who is the messenger to the African American or to the black man of America? Who is his messenger? And this is one of the clear examples of belief in some of the book and disbelief in others of the book, as what are they going to say in the ayah in Surah Al-Ahzab, and that's ayah number 40, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ آبَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And Muhammad is not the father of any men from amongst you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. The seal of the prophets meaning the last of the prophets, the final prophets. So how do you believe in some of the book and disbelieve in others of the book? And we had also mentioned that some of them say, no, we didn't say he was a prophet. We believe, as some of the people who had a little more game to their program said, we don't call him a prophet because Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim ibn Abd Munaf al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the last prophet. He's a messenger, not a prophet, brother. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was a prophet and a messenger. He was the last prophet, but he wasn't the last messenger. And the Messenger of Allah, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and the authentic narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi, he says, La nabiyya ba'di wa la rasool. How come I call us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There is no prophet that will come after me or a messenger. How are you going to run from that? And this is only belief in some of the book and disbelief in others. And this is the issue that Allah Ta'ala is talking about in this ayah. And we're trying to just make it clear how some people believe and disbelieve at the same time. But really their belief isn't sufficient enough to make them a believer. The disbelief is overriding their belief. That they have partial belief that doesn't make them a believer. Everybody got to believe in a little something, but they don't believe. And this is the example, as we said, that everybody believes in Allah. And some people said, no, not the people of Russia. They're communists. They don't believe in Allah. Even them, as if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they might have to say Mother Nature, or just the Bang Theory, or whatever. And all of this is description of Allah from that which He hasn't given you permission to describe Him by. You can't call Allah no Mother Nature, or no Darwin's Theory, or the Big Bang Theory, or the whatever you attribute to the creation, or it just happened like that. All of this is description of Allah with that which Allah hasn't given you permission. Allah is the one who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. How in the world are you going to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation by saying this is the work of Mother Nature, or this is the work of a higher power? Who is the higher power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't describe Himself as a higher power, but He described Himself as Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, As-Salam. So the beautiful names that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in His book and on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So the people believe, but they disbelieve, and their disbelief makes them a disbeliever in Allah in truth, as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us this example from Surah An-Nisa, showing that once you have that aspect of disbelief along with your belief, then this makes you a real disbeliever. As Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 150 and 151, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَاعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ أُولَئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. As Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, indeed those people who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers, and they want to distinguish between Allah and His messengers. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is explaining what we mean when we say, and we don't distinguish between any of them. What we mean when we say we don't distinguish between any of them, This isn't the issue of saying this prophet is better than that prophet, but the issue is believing in this one and disbelieving in that. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to explain what is meant by the they want to distinguish between Allah and His messengers by saying we believe in some and we disbelieve in others. And this is like they say, we believe in Musa but we disbelieve in Isa. Or as the Christians say, we believe in Isa and Musa but we disbelieve in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or as they say, we believe in Noah but he was a drunk and having incest or whatever. And this is how they really believe and disbelieve at the same time. And Allah says, and they want to take away in between that. They want to say, yeah, we want to believe in some of this and disbelieve in that. And they want to pick and choose. Allah says, those who do that, they are the true disbelievers. And Allah has prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers and don't distinguish between any of them, meaning don't believe in some and disbelieve in others, they will soon get their reward. And Allah is Ghafur Rahim, or the forgiving and the most merciful. And this is just an example how the people believe and disbelieve. But that disbelief, when it's coupled with your belief, then it makes you a true disbeliever. And this is the issue that we had dealt with many times, when you just say that the Christians and the Jews are disbelievers. And the people say, don't call those Christians disbelievers. They believe in God. And I heard them believe in God. And they go to church on every Sunday and Wednesday. And they try to live upright lives. This is a lie. As you can't be upright, because Allah is the one that describes what is upright and what's not. How are you going to describe that giving something with your left hand is not right? How are you going to know before Islam and the explanation of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, how do you know it's better to give with the right and take with the right? How do you know it's better when you use the bathroom to use your left hand? How does somebody, nobody knows what's right and what's wrong except by the explanation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And He's the one who brought us out of the wombs, as He told us in the Quran. هو الذي أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا يعلمون شيئا. He is the one who brought لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. He is the one who brought you out of the wombs of your mothers not knowing anything. How are you going to tell me this is He being upright? What guidance He got to make Him what He does upright if He doesn't have the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let's just look at how Allah Himself describes those Christians in His book in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 72 and 73. That's chapter number 5. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة وما من إله إلا إله واحد وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه Allahu Ghafur Rahim. From this one, verse 72 to 74, Allah Ta'ala says, Indeed they have disbelieved those who say Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary. And Al-Masih, and the Messiah, He said, the children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And indeed whoever commits shirk with Allah, and whoever worships other than Allah, along with his worship of Allah, then Allah has made haram, or prohibited for him Jannah, and his abode is the fire, and the wrongdoers won't have any helpers. Indeed, they have disbelieved those who say Allah is the third of three, and there is only one God. And if they don't stop from what they say, then a painful chastisement will affect the disbelievers from amongst them. And the disbelievers from amongst them are those Christians and Jews who hear the message and continue to say He's the Trinity. who continue to say Jesus is Allah or Jesus is the Son of Allah. If they don't stop that, then those are the ones who disbelieve from amongst them, and they'll have a painful chastisement. And Allah says, and what is wrong with them that they don't repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness? And Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and Allah is the forgiving and the merciful. We'll continue, inshallah, finish up after the event. Allah. But when He saves them back to the land, then they become mushriks again. So here, this is the way that the people believe in Allah and disbelieve in Allah at the same time. But those who mix up their belief, those who mix up their belief with disbelief, they are the true disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes this point clear in this ayah. Surah Al-An'am, chapter number 6. Here where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verse number 82. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. This ayah where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, those who believe and don't mix up their belief with oppression, they will have safety, and they are those guided. When the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when they heard this ayah, they said, we're ruined, Ya Rasulullah. We finished. Who didn't wrong himself? Who didn't wrong himself? And Allah is saying, those who believe and don't mix their belief with wronging, with wrongdoing or oppression, they will have the safety and they are guided. All of us are destroyed, Ya Rasulullah. Who ain't oppressed himself? Who didn't wrong himself? And the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he laughed, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. As I'm just paraphrasing this hadith. And then he said, no, it's as the advice of Luqman to his son, where he says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Here where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says, and indeed we have given Luqman wisdom, that he thank Allah, and whoever is thankful, then indeed he is thankful for his own self, and whoever is ungrateful, then Allah is ghaniyun hamid. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Here where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He says, and indeed we have given Luqman wisdom, that he thank Allah, and whoever is thankful, then indeed he is thankful for his own self, and whoever is ungrateful, then Allah is ghaniyun hamid, or the independent, the praiseworthy. And when Luqman sent to his son, when he was advising him, O my son, don't commit shirk in Allah. Indeed shirk is a zulmun azim. Indeed shirk is the greatest oppression. Indeed shirk is the greatest wrongdoing. So here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to them that those who believe and don't mix their belief up with oppression or wrongdoing, that's the wrongdoing here. What is meant is by this statement of Luqman is shirk. Those who don't mix their iman up or their belief up with shirk, those are the ones who have safety, and those are the ones who are guided. And we hope that this is a basic explanation of this ayah in Surah Yusuf. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And most of them won't believe in Allah except that they are mushriks. And if there's any good, then it's from Allah. And if there's any wrong or incorrect, then it's from me. And I hope that the brothers overlook, as I wasn't prepared for this class. We just tried to take something that we could benefit each other from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I don't know if there were any other questions or something related to this issue. Yes. People who say that our parents are good Christians and I don't know how they're going to get punished or whatever, let's listen to what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has to say about those good Christians. And this is from Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 82. And it's best to let the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make our deen clear to us, because this is guidance from Allah. And Allah, He says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وما لنا لا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين فأثابهم الله بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. الله تبارك وتعالى in this ayah he makes it clear. And these ayah was a part of the khutbah that we did on the story of An-Najashi rahimahullah. And this was the great African king who had accepted the da'wah of the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam to this deen of Al-Islam, and he was a Christian. And some say that this ayah is relating to him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Allah says, you will find those people most strongest in enmity towards those who believe, towards the Muslims, the Jews, and those mushriks in general. And you will find the people closest to love to those who believe, meaning to the Muslims, those who say we are Christian. That is because they have qissisin, or they have monks and Christian scholars or whatever, ruhban, and that they're not arrogant. And this is the point here, the next ayah. And the people usually read this ayah and stop. And this is the people who don't get no benefit from reading the Quran, or that the Quran doesn't go past their collarbone because it doesn't enter into their mind where they can understand it by reading some of it and leaving off the others. Allah continues to explain who are those Christians who are closest to us by saying, and when they hear that which was sent was revealed to the Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they hear that which was revealed to the Messenger, their eyes overflow with tears because of what they recognize from the truth. And they say, our Lord, we believe, so write us down with those who bear witness. And this is the statement, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And this is the shahada. And Allah says, فَاكْتُوبَنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And this is the shahada, that they bear witness with those who bear witness. Who are those who bear witness other than those who say, I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah. And they go on, and Allah is speaking on their tongues. And what is wrong with us that we won't believe in Allah, and what has come to us from the truth, and we desire to be entered, O our Lord, with the righteous people? And Allah rewarded them for what they said. When they said, write us down with those who bear witness. And when they said, what is wrong with us that we won't believe when we want to be amongst the righteous people. And Allah rewarded them for what they said. Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there forever. And that is the reward of those who do good. And for those who disbelieve and deny our signs, our ayah, then those are the companions of the fire. These Christians who hear the message of this deen and they don't believe in it, they are the companions of Al-Jaheem, as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala describes. And we had said before that this book is the test for anybody who claims that he's a believer and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Any Christian who says that he's a believer, recite this book to him. And if he does what An-Najashi Rahimahullah, and that was a nice story from that khutbah, for whoever didn't hear the story of Najashi, and it was collected by one of my sheikhs, Muhammad Ibn Rizq Ibn Tarhuni from Egypt, who wrote a nice collection of the authentic narrations of this story, and we tried to present it that day in the khutbah. That Imam Al-Najashi, when they recited to him the Quran, his beard was wet with tears, and so was those scribes that were around him, because they recognized the truth. And they said that this comes from the same light or the same source that Jesus, Isa ibn Maryam, that his revelation came from. And they believed in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is for the Christians from now on. Whoever amongst them says that he's a believer and he does good, recite the Quran to him. If he believes in it, then he was really a good one and he's going to be rewarded because he believed. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and he has rewarded them for what they said, heaven, Jannat. So they're going to be rewarded for what they say if they bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah, and they bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. And we covered that on many of cases, but in this khutbah on the story of An-Najashi, and I think one of the khutbahs either before that or after that was on the same topic, showing that the Jews and the Christians are going to burn in the fire until they take their shahada. And that those Christians who are closest to the Muslims, you see many of them around, who were Christians and who heard the message and believed in it. Those are the Christians that are closer to us, to the Muslims, to those who believe. They're the ones that when they hear the message, they believe in it. And they get their reward two times, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam had explained, for believing in Musa and Isa and then believing in him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And really this was an issue that the Muslims understood until this 14th century Jahiliyyah from Warath al-Din and his followers. But before that, this issue was clear, and this is why we say that we follow our Salaf al-Salih, our righteous predecessors. And this isn't a personal attack on him, because you don't have to attack him. His statements is a bigger attack on his own self than anybody else could say. And his statements is proof of his ignorance, and nobody has to call him ignorant, because his own mouth is, bears witness to the ignorance of his heart. And as one of the brothers used to say, Abu Muslima, you're not even hard enough on him, because what they hide in their hearts is worse. And if this is what we're hearing from them, imagine what's in their hearts. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمِ. We must be fools if we think that 1400 years later we're going to invent Islam as if it wasn't already practiced. Islam was already practiced. It was already believed in. It was already understood. And it was already lived out. Nobody got to think that right now we're going to figure out this Quran. Let's sit down. We ain't stupid. We got some minds. We know how to read. We're going to take this Quran and figure out how to live it, as if it wasn't already lived by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And this is the only correct way to practice Islam. Now, we mention this a lot of times, and the people think that this is an arrogant statement, but this is the statement of Allah and his Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. This is the true deen. And nobody's going to come 1400 years later and practice this book any way that he wants to, thinking that he has a right to practice it. And what's up with those brothers up there taking everything back to the people who are already dead? those people died on the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah is going to reward them with Jannah. What is Allah going to reward? You for practicing the bid'ah that you practice, and this deviance that you practice, and this inventing a way other than the way of the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. Wallahi, we're too easy, ya rahmukallah. Wallahi, we're too easy on the people who have gone astray. We're too easy on the people who have gone astray. And they're continuing to lead the people astray, and it's upon the people of the truth to stand firmly upon the truth and to make it clear that this is the only correct way to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is the way that his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshipped him, and that the companions who were on the scene worshipping and believing in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala properly, this is the only way. And we ask, as before the challenge had went out to the people, if there's a way better than the way of the Salaf al-Salih, then hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin. Bring your proof if you're truthful. As we're saying that this way of following the people who came before us, this is the way of the book of Allah, the Quran. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا from Surah Baqarah. This is the ayah of Allah. And if they believe it, they, the people who come after the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, if they believe in what you believe in, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet ﷺ with them, if they believe in what you believe in, they would have been guided. And this is the only guidance, is the guidance that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ was upon, and his companions were practicing, and anyone who invents a way other than that, then we fear the statement that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ had said from Al-Bukhari and Muslim, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. That whoever invents something in this affair of ours, and this deen of ours, then it is rejected. This is for the leaders amongst them who invented this deviance, and for their followers. As the Messenger of Allah ﷺ says in the narration of Imam Muslim, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. And whoever practices a practice or does a deed other than the deeds of this sphere of ours, of this deen of ours, then it's rejected. And this is the refutation of the followers of the ignorant and the followers of the deviant leaders who say, no brother, I'm just following good leadership. You're following stupid leadership. You're following ignorant leadership. You're following leadership that's leading you astray. And they think that, I don't know anything, I'm just following the leader. You're following him in the fire that he's leading you to. Or you're following him in the same hole of stupidity that he jumped into himself. And Allah's Messenger والسلام, is making this point clear on this statement, and whoever does a deed that's not from this affair of ours. And when the truth comes to the people, listen, stop that. He says, I ain't invent this. My leader invented it. He wrong, and in this narration you wrong too. And the people have no option except to follow that which we find in the book of Allah and on the tongue of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and the way of the Salaf al-Salih. It is the safest way. And all of the ulama, even the ulama who don't follow the way of our righteous predecessors, all of them agree, from the latter scholars, that the safest way is the way of the Salaf al-Salih. And we challenge somebody to bring, even from the latter generations, that this is other than the safest way. Because the way of the Salaf can be none other than the way of the truth. As the people who don't even follow the way of our righteous predecessors, and what do we have to say about the people who follow this way? This is the only way of truth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us see this clearly and to follow it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us die on this truth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from inventing our own Islam after Islam had been perfected by the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your deen and completed my favor to you, and have chosen for you al-Islam as a deen. This deen is perfect and complete in its text of the Quran and the Sunnah, and its belief and his acts of worship and the dhikr and the dua and every aspect of our lives, alhamdulillah, has been completed and perfected by our Lord Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and this is the only deen of al-Islam. I was a little long on that, but I don't know if there's any other comments or statements pertaining to today's explanation or tafsir of that verse to the commission. Atlantic City off.
Inshallah, we had a question.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, Akhi.
Inshallah ta'ala, can you bring a little clarity to the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The hour will not be established until my tribe, until tribes of my ummah follow the mushrikeen and until they worship idols. Narrated by At-Tirmidhi, inshallah ta'ala.
I haven't memorized this hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, I can say the Muslims are worshipping idols. Rather